The 50th District is considered to be a Republican bastion and includes portions of towns and cities such as St. Charles, Geneva, Yorkville, Aurora, Batavia, and Elburn. Republicans would like to hold on to the Illinois House seat, and that could be what's behind a last-minute influx of campaign contributions from some very conservative donors. William Keck is not the recipient of that election time largesse. The retired Kane County auditor and Sugar Grove resident is running in the Republican primary, but hasn't filed campaign disclosure documents for this race. Chris Mooney heads the University of Illinois' Institute of Government and Public Affairs. He says that says something about the candidate.
You know, maybe because he's a retired auditor, he has a lot of popular support, but he's not spending any money. And you know, with campaigns, looking at where the money is coming from and how much there is, it's not everything, but it's not a bad indicator of what's going on.
Keck was not available for an interview in time for this story. However, he said he's in the race to represent the 50th District in Springfield because he wants a balanced budget for Illinois. Keck says his 20 years serving as Kane County's auditor proves he has the background for that. He's also served his community as former chair of the county's Republican Party, past president of the Illinois Association of County Auditors, and through involvement in a number of civic organizations. Keck opposes reinstating the state's expiring income tax hike, but supports further pension reforms and turning redistricting over to a nonpartisan panel. He's also a supporter of the state's new concealed carry law, but wants limits on magazine size and assault weapons. If the candidate with the most money in the race is the one who wins, then Keith Wheeler's moving on to the next round. The Oswego Republican has about $40,000 in his coffers, thanks to some big contributors. Chris Mooney says Wheeler's biggest supporters are some well-known conservatives. Candidate for Governor Bruce Rauner and his wife, U.S. Senate candidate Jim Oberweis, and the state's number one contributor to Republican campaigns, Richard Eline.
Those are conservative people. But conservative establishment people, and that's where he's getting most of his money, it looks like, from even just those three, or actually four, is probably even a majority, potentially, of his money.
Wheeler's a small businessman. He owns an IT service provider. He chairs three boards that fairly represent his goals in Springfield: the Aurora Regional Chamber of Commerce and the Illinois Leadership Council for the National Federation of Independent Business. He did not return requests for an interview, but laid out his priorities on his campaign website.
We simply need to create more jobs. To do that, we need to make Illinois more attractive to companies who would invest substantial sums in order to create hiring opportunities for our neighbors who need work. To do that, we have to make Illinois a more affordable place to do business.
Wheeler adds that his work chairing the Kendall County Food Bank motivated his run for office. He says he's in it to help struggling families. The candidate who's giving Keith Wheeler a run for his money is Julie Cosimo. It's her first foray into politics. She's the director of career development at Benedictine University in Lyle and lives in Oswego. She went from zero to $20,000 in February. Chris Mooney says she also appealed to the conservative establishment.
But interestingly, she's also getting a good chunk of that money from a couple of major conservative donors, Jack Roser and Richard Eline, who also, interestingly, gave as much money to Wheeler, maxed out on Wheeler and maxed on Cosimo.
Cosimo could not be reached before this story aired. She's laid out her agenda through her campaign site and says job creation is key to the state's recovery. She says it's her experience that often the jobs are there. The problem is getting people trained properly for them. In Springfield, she plans to form a small coalition of lawmakers who will speak out against wasteful spending when they see it. Cosimo opposes a graduated income tax and says she'll work to make sure the state's expiring income tax hike stays expired. The fourth candidate in the race for the Republican nomination in the 50th District is someone who sees her strength more in her experience, not her bank account. Beth Goncher of Aurora spent nearly 14 years as legislative and constituent services director for State Representative Tim Schmitz. She says that means she can hit the ground running instead of spending time training for the life of a state lawmaker.
I know what's worked and what hasn't worked, and I think it's that understanding, along with, you know, talking with constituents and understanding how they feel about the different issues. and what they want out of their representatives that's given me that better understanding than perhaps my opponents.
Gunter says she's frustrated and angry about the way things work in Springfield. She's taken on the motto, "Nothing changes if nothing changes." That means she plans to push for term limits and redistricting reform. The winner in the 50th District Republican primary goes on to face a former Republican this fall. Former Yorkville Mayor Valerie Byrd is running as a Democrat and faces no opposition in the primary. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.